Hello and welcome to a long overdue broadcast of Copacetic Sound, brought to you by your friends at CopaceticZine.com.
Hey, come on, moonlight, give me something to do. I hear you know some tricks well. I got a few. We'll go down, we'll kick around and see whatever we see. It's all new to me. It's all new to me. Your spell on people below. We'll go halves, we'll have some laughs and run through the rings of the town. I've been up and down, I've been up and down. Hey, hey, hey.
That was Human Television with the track Inconsistent from their new album, Look at Who You're Talking To, which is out now on Gigantic Music. And there is absolutely no sophomore slump here, because this new album is just amazing, and it's just as good, if not better, than their first album. And if you're listening from the Seattle area, you can check them out on Wednesday, July 5th at the Crocodile with the Lilies. And that is just an amazing bill right there, so don't miss the show. Before that, we heard Didn't You Know from Alan Clapp and his orchestra. And I actually played the version from the Pop American Style compilation CD that came out on March Records. And that's because a couple of weeks ago, it was announced that March Records is sadly calling it quits. Well, at least as far as putting out new albums goes. And this is very sad news for the indie pop world. Before that was The Breeders with Fortunately Gone from their debut album on 4AD Pod. Mike and I went to see the Pixies movie, the Pixies documentary Loud, Quiet, Loud, that came through town as part of the Seattle International Film Festival a couple of weeks ago. And just seeing it just got my old Kim Deal crush all fired up again, so I felt compelled to dig out this golden oldie. And then at the top of the set was Alan the Pussycat, a side project of Lois, the sweetheart of indie pop from Olympia, Washington. And the song was titled I Hate the Sun, and it's dedicated to the current Seattle weather conditions, which are hot and miserable and sweltering. So, hi there. It's been a long time, I know, but there have been some big changes afoot behind the scenes at Copacetic Zine. As you probably know, if you read Mike's column, which you should, he is now a proud employee of Fanagraphics. So maybe he'll share some tasty Chris Ware gossip down the road. Okay, maybe not. But yeah, so we've been kind of busy, but we're getting back on track. And on that note, let's get back to some music. Okay, so do you ever just fall crazy in love with a song and you play it over and over again and you drive everyone around you crazy? Well, I do that. And right now, the song that I've fallen madly in love with is by the Denmark band Figurines, and that's Ambush from their album Skeleton.
Getting down to the neon fair, selling out on a ride. I'm on the road to the bio. I sing along to the banjo. 2 miles from who knows where. 10 smiles for the girls in underwear. If the line's in your diary, to face girl, I'm sorry. Got your picture in the magazine. Show the people what they've never seen. Trace them down because you're angry. Chase them down because you're angry. Got your picture in the magazine. Show the people what they've never seen. Trace them down because you're angry. Chase them down because you're angry. Ambush in the setting sun. Moving out every night. On my own, 2 miles from who knows where. I fake a smile cause I never really care. To rip the lines in your diary, to face girl, I'm sorry. Got your picture in the magazine. Show the people what they've never seen. Chase them down because you're angry. Chase them down because you're angry. Got your picture in the magazine. Chase them down.
at the neon fair. Look at the boat setting out through the snow to destination I'll never know. Got your picture in the magazine. Show the people what they've never seen. Chase them down because you're angry. Chase them down because you're angry. Got your picture in the magazine. Show the people what they've never seen. We'll be right back.
That was Comida with the track Disco from their album The Genius of Comida, which is quite an apt title. And then before that was the Chicago group known as Shrimp Boat with the song Pumpkin Lover. And if those vocals sounded familiar, or maybe if the bass playing sounded familiar, Shrimp Boat was an early project of Sam Prekop and Eric Claridge, who are currently members of the Sea and Cake. And I made this comment to Mike the other day, but he disagrees with me, so maybe you'll disagree with me too. But doesn't it kind of sound like Sam was a lot happier back on those Shrimp Boat recordings? You know, I kind of wish he'd let loose again with the Sea and Cake, but then again, maybe not. Anyways, at the top of that short little set was my favorite song right now from Figurines. So another movie that Mike and I got to see during the Seattle International Film Festival was a Lon Chaney film from 1927 titled The Unknown. And originally it's a silent film, but for this showing, the soundtrack was performed live by the wonderful, wonderful Porta Static, which, you know, kind of like how seeing the Pixies movie got me crushing on Kim Deal again. Well, seeing Porta Static live, it kind of rekindled my rock star crush on old Mac McCon. Now, I'm actually going to play an old Superchunk classic, because this morning I was revisiting the music video for this one, and it co-stars Janine Garofalo and David Cross, and it's hilarious. So here's Watery Hands from Superchunk here on Copacetic Sound.
Too much like you, she's baby, pillow beds. spent my life trying to understand just how my life led to where I am. But it leaves a bitter taste, and it feels like such a waste.
Would I be if I didn't play the new Yola Tengo song? That was Beanbag Chair, which is a little sneak peek from their new album, delightfully titled I Am Not Afraid of You and I Will Beat Your Ass, which comes out this fall on Matador Records. And before that was the sorely missed band Lenola, who sadly broke up back in 2003. That track was from their 2001 album, Treat Me to Some Life, and you heard Cast Your Lines. And then, because I love the 90s, at the top of the set, you heard some Superchunk. So speaking of being a fangirl, I am taking a dramatic redirection here, and I'm going to close this week's podcast with a track from the new album from Robin Guthrie, former member of the Cocteau Twins. Now, I used to be a huge Cocteau Twins fan, and again, thanks to the Seattle International Film Festival, Robin was in town recently playing a live soundtrack to some old films along with composer Harold Budd. And then later that week, he came by the radio station to perform a live set and to basically make me, Lisa, and Kevin over at KEXP freak out like the big dorks that we are. So I'm not going to go into the details, but if you want to read about what a geek I am, and reading copacetic-zine.com doesn't give you enough details on that already, you can visit blog.kexp.org and check out a little write-up I did about that in studio, along with a picture of all of us with Robin. And really, I mean, he was just so nice and so gracious and so kind and funny. And so for my final song today, here's the title track from his new album, Continental, which is out now on Darla Records. So thank you so much for listening and for being patient with me. I hope you enjoyed this edition of Copacetic Sound, and Mike will be back with you next week. Bye now!